This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. You are listening to The Pulse, 107.7, and you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. We also have Chef Patrick is in the house.
Hello.
And so if anybody has any questions for Chef, you can always give us a call, 866-823-1077.
We like to try to stump him.
That's right.
No. Yeah.
It's not hard. Sometimes.
He is from Lakes Region Community College. And so, yeah, here we are.
Another fine week.
So it's hard not to talk about the weather when it's nice. It's so nice
it's
outside.
It's beautiful outside.
I came out of a meeting this morning, and it was actually chilly. I was like, oh, brr. But then it got really nice. The sun is out, and there's some nice billowy clouds in the sky, and I'm all about it getting warm.
Yep, I like that too. Another nice breeze where it's, you know, there's no bugs out and
perfect
stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, so it couldn't really be better. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. And you know, it's it's one of those things that you know, I love this early spring because then you start getting into July and stuff like that, and it's gonna get, you know, it's just gonna get roasting. You know,
so I know. I'm okay like with it. Roasting.
I am. See, I'm like I'd last Saturday when it was like scorching. That I don't like.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. It's too hot.
I'm a big guy. I sweat in the shower for crying out loud, you know?
I have not heard that one before. That's good. I would rather be too hot than too cold. And I know you're either yes. one of those people. You're either you'd rather be too cold than too hot.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I do.
I like just being just right, you know? So it depends, you know?
But if you had
to pick. Change different every day, you know? Oh, yeah.
If you had to pick, which person are you?
I'd rather be warm. Okay, you know, I can't stand the bitter cold.
Because it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, this winter wasn't that bad, but I mean,
yes, luckily.
You know, in the past, I mean, like the winter before that, that snow, I hate snow.
Yes, it was terrible that winter.
And especially, you know, like when you know, we're talking about, you know, shoveling and stuff like that, you know, like our plows went right down the middle of the road. It was like 4 feet away from the mailbox. I can't stand that. And yeah. Shovel, and the mail guy doesn't want to deliver my mail and all this other stuff. I said, that's.
And see, that's another thing. Winter, cold and snow and all that, that's work.
Oh, yeah.
When it's hot and blazing out, you want to relax.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's not work. Yeah. See? Another reason why being too hot is better than being too cold.
Yeah, good. You can always jump in the pool, you know, and stuff like that. So that's good.
True, true. That's so. Good. What else is new, guys? What's new with you, Patrick?
Nothing much. We're in our summer schedule at the Lakes Region Community College, and I have two summer class. Well, I have four summer classes that I do back to back. I have American Regional. I also have my Garmanger class. It's with that book I brought you. I also have Italian cuisine, and Ooh. We also have our classical cuisine, a classical French cuisine. So you know, it's a smaller classes in the summertime. And so we have a back to back on Tuesdays and Wednesdays over at Shaker Village, and we just get in there and cook and
fun.
You know, I maintain my girlish figure, you know, just like that, you know. So, but
and then you spend the rest of the time at the beach.
I do, yes.
Nice.
My in-laws have a house, and they're gracious enough to let us come around, you know. So you know, it's up in York Beach, Maine. So
I already got my
job.
Invitation.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I hinted around for
absolutely.
It, but I got it.
Yeah, absolutely. We sit on the porch, you know, and it's you know, cocktail times at 3 o'clock. You know, that's what's it's
that's when I'll be there.
Absolutely, you know. So it's
fun,
great. It's
fun.
Beautiful. Yeah, so it's beautiful.
We have a place at the at Hampton Beach the whole month of August.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm really, nice. Really excited.
All right, I'll be looking for my invitation to that as well, then.
Anytime. It's a small place, though. It's
we'll
not
be there. You're not that far away. I mean, you know, come on down, you know. So
yeah, for
it's
sure.
a good time. So, yeah, no, I love Maine, you know. I love York Beach in particular. It's such a nice area, you know. So
my brother and dad, they have a place up in Jonesport, Maine,
on
the ocean. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we play bocce. You know,
that's fun.
Bocce's, you know. I'm,
where do you play?
Oh, right on the beach. You know, you take the Pellini, you throw it down the beach, and then you know, you kind of, you know, usually, you know, you just you know, you you know, the Pliny's like the small ball that you use.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have like a couple teams, you know. And so you generally, if you do bocce, it's on a court that's just like.
Yeah. I thought you had to have like a court.
Yeah. No, you don't. If you just do it all around, you just kind of throw it that way and then you all shoot at it. It's kind of like rolling horseshoes.
Oh, that we do that actually at my friend's house and we go, and it's harder because sometimes we throw it uphill or downhill and you have to gauge. We have done that.
Well, York Beach has that flat sand. It's not like the thick sand. Like, you know, Hampton's got the thicker sand and stuff like that, but flat.
So it's nice
flat.
And smooth.
So you can walk on it. So, you know, you literally roll the Pliny, you can see where it goes and you can see the pattern of it and stuff like that. And, you know, so, you know,
fun.
One of those things, you know. So, and then we have little tournaments and things like that. So,
you're getting me excited for summer.
I know. Kids, you know, like I said, so the kids are at the age right now. It was perfect last weekend. They're at the age that, you know, like, because my in law's house is right here and we could just, you know, let them go to the beach by themselves and we can watch them. You know, my oldest daughter is 13 and she watches her younger sister who's 9, you know, so.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm all ready to pull my kayak out.
Do you kayak? Yeah.
I do. Yes. I almost pulled it out Saturday and I was too busy working in the yard. So I'm like, I'll do it, you know, tomorrow, which was Sunday. And then Sunday ended up being kind of cold. So I didn't do it.
It was cold.
But this weekend, I'm going to pull it out.
Kayaking, huh? I see. So my wife once got me a kayaking trip over in Newport around the Sound and in the ocean. And, you know, so I was like, I didn't say anything. So it was a friend of ours and myself, you know, kind of like, oh, this would be fun. You know, like, I'm not a big kayaker. So,
me,
you know,
neither.
It's too much work. You know, so it's like, you know, so she's like, oh, I got you this. And I was just kind of like, I was like, oh,
yay.
That's awesome. She's like, what's wrong? And I said, well, why don't you just get me a job shoveling dirt or something? I said, that would be perfect for a birthday present, you know? You know, so around the Sound, I'm just sitting there thinking about being in the ocean and trying to work against the waves. I'm like, this just doesn't seem fun at all to me. I don't know. I know. Yeah, it's one of those, you know, it's one of those things that you work all these hours. And so I said, so it ended up coming to the point where like the guy had to cancel for some reason. And I'm like, good, fine. Let's go golfing.
Well, what you need to do is do it on a river.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it pretty much the river does the work for you.
Yep, yep.
You just kind of guide yourself, and then the scenery is changing all along. You don't know what's around the next bend.
We did that up north. You know, we did it when the kids were younger, and you put like a 2-person, and we did that. But that year, the river, of course, my luck, the river was like 2 inches. So you'd like go for a little bit, and all of a sudden you get stranded on a sandbar, and I have to pick up the thing, and I have to keep going off this way, and then I put it back in there, and keep going, and you know.
Yeah, I've had a few experiences like that.
That's
not
so
fun.
Funny.
It just kind of damages the whole you know the whole thing for me. I don't know, maybe I'm just a baby, but hey, whatever.
That is so funny.
You know, it's exertion.
I went once with my girlfriend Sue, and she goes all the time with like a bunch of her friends and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I gotta try it. I was so afraid to fall, like, oh, yeah. to tip. I wasn't enjoying myself. I really like that's why.
I have one of those that is a
non-tippable.
Well, it's much less tippable, which I don't really care. I like the ones that you sit into, but this one is a sit on top. The reason I got that is because I want to be able to get a tan on my legs.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And I don't know that you're supposed to, but I can do it. I stand on it like a paddleboard as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of 2-in-1.
Oh, wow.
So you can get that core exercise. Again, it's work. Sorry, Patrick.
You know, my idea of vacation is, you know.
I can't picture it like you sit on top like that.
Yep, it's not. It's just molded so that it's, you know, kind of flat on top.
Okay.
And then you can, if you have really good balance, you can stand on it like a paddleboard. Much harder to stand on. Well, I've never stood on a paddleboard, so I don't know. But I would imagine it's much harder to stand on than a paddleboard.
Yeah.
And you just, I have two oars. I have one for kayaking, and I have the other one on there for paddleboarding, and I go back and forth.
My problem with that is that you got to be coordinated to do that. So, you know, like I said, you know, roughing it to me would be like no room service at the Ritz. I mean, so, you know. I don't, you know, it's one of those things. We used to do camping all the time, and it's just like, oh, by the time you get all the stuff out, like I have all the camping stuff known to mankind. Like I have the 3-burner grill. Of course, you want to bring me camping because who's going to cook?
Right.
Absolutely. So everybody's, oh, yeah, go camping. And they're like, okay, we go camping. I got everything. Everybody comes up with like a duffel bag and just sits down with their chair, you know. And I'm like, what is this, you know? I'm making pulled pork and I'm doing this, trying to, you know, just go above and beyond, you know, because I want to utilize my stuff, you know. So I end up dragging it and everybody everybody else just packs up and leaves. And I'm like,
So you're saying that you're the person I need to go camping with.
Absolutely. Yeah. But not anymore, because I got rid of my stuff so I wouldn't have to do it anymore. You know? So it was like, you know, we had a camper. Actually, we had a camper that was one of those A-frame campers. Have you ever seen that? And it was, it literally pops up in 2 minutes. My father gave it to me. And so it was one of those things, like you just pull out the, you pull off the sides, they go, and you put the sides up and it's easy, good to go. But yeah, there, you know, we have four people, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really conducive to, you know, fitting four people inside of it. So then you got to get the tent on the outside of it. And it's just like, you know, and then you get those pop-up tents, and then you like the what is it, the overpasses, you know, what are the easy ups?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and they make all sorts of tent accessories for it. And we started getting into it for a while. And then it's just like, you're done setting up, you're sweating.
Yeah.
You know,
your whole first day is spent setting up.
You sit in your chair.
Then you camp the second day. Then your whole third day is packing up.
All right. It's Donna time.
Okay. All right.
Let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Donna's Delight. Hi, Donna.
Hey, y'all talking about camping? See, I grew up in a house that didn't have no running water, no bathroom, and I'm not using nothing else, no outside facilities. No more. No more.
Been there, done that.
A shower, in a real shower, and I want to see a toilet that flush. You can't get me in the woods no more. I'm not Davy Crockett.
No room service at the Ritz. That's my theory right there.
If you don't have a shower and a toilet, you can forget it. Stick a fork in it. Donna's done. She ain't doing it. She's not doing it. So how y'all doing?
We are good. Awesome. Very good.
Is it sunny up there?
Yes, ma'am.
It's beautiful.
Are y'all enjoying the weather?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous. How y'all feeling? Hot.
Not yet.
So are y'all ready for it?
I bet when you're done, we're going to be feeling hot.
No, y'all ready for it?
We are ready.
So here she comes. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, here we go. All right. I always say life is for living and food is for giving. Life can give us ups and downs, highs and lows. Live long enough, and you will get to experience the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like no outside, no running water in your house. But anyway, life can bring you joy, pain, sunshine, and rain. We see births and deaths, weddings and funerals. People come in our lives, and sure enough, people check out like they were sleeping in a Bates Motel. A lady can find her Denzel, and that fool can flip the script on her and turn out to be Dan what the hell. Anyway, nothing lasts forever unless you're Keith Sweat. Now, he can make it last forever. When looking at life, you can see it as half empty or you can see it as half full, because life is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. You can be on your grind, girls, all the time, because I'm trying to get, you trying to get yours, and I sure enough trying to get mine. Yes, life can give you lemons, but you can make lemonade like that sweet little angel Alex. God bless her heart and readers, because I'll be tearing up that lemon water ice. Lemons are a good detox, and I've been drinking lemon water in the morning and also making me a little drink so I could be hot to trot. Yes, sir. Life can and sure enough will give you lemons. It can make you want to lose your mind and go on Facebook and put all your business out there. But don't do that. Life can also make you want to shout and let it. But I say don't do that. Go ahead and just shout and let it all out with the recipe of the week, lemon rainbow trout. Here's what you need to pucker up and turn that frown upside down and bring some sunshine to a cloudy day. You'll need 6 rainbow trout fillets, 3 cloves of garlic, 4 tablespoons of melted butter, 1/4 cup of grapeseed oil. If you do not have grapeseed oil, you can go ahead and use olive oil. 3 tablespoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice. Go on and squeeze it. 3 tablespoons of blackberry vodka. Yes, I did put vodka in it. 6 lemon slices, 2 tablespoons of fresh dill, 3 tablespoons of capers, and some fresh ground pepper. This is what you're going to do. You're going to take your garlic, your butter, your grapeseed oil, and your lemon juice, and that vodka, and you're going to blend it in the blender. You're going to pour it over your fillets, and you're going to put those in the fridge for about 20 minutes. Now, I took 6 sheets of aluminum foil, and I placed one piece of trout on one piece of foil. I topped it with a few capers and my slice of lemon and some salt and some pepper. And then once I had all my fish foiled, I placed it in my crock pot, Tracy. Yes, I did. For 4 hours on medium, because it's too hot to be cooking with that oven. So, but if you want to do that grill, go on, Patrick. This is, you can take this camper with you, Patrick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's summertime, and you can sit back and unwind. Because if life makes you want to shout, just go on and shout it all out and make you some banging, 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 banging lemon rainbow trout, King.
Wow.
That sounds pretty good. With that. I never thought
delicious.
About the vodka there.
That's right. Go on and get you some vodka. Because you know Donna don't drink. Because if she did, she would be toe up from the floor up. And so I just go ahead and put it in my fish. You know?
That's my problem. I've been putting it in my belly.
That way I save my liver and my skin. That's why, you know, Donna wants to look hot to trot. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. Some lemon rainbow trout.
I like it, too, with the capers, because
I love capers.
Donna sound fly. Because, you know, Donna can have it going on like that. Donna cooked it last night in the crock pot. And I also made some yucca mashed potato. Well, they ain't mashed potatoes. Yucca potato. Well, they ain't potatoes. Yucca. And I creamed them. And also had some asparagus, and I placed all that inside the crock pot with some turkey butt. Mm-hmm.
Turkey butt?
Don't you know what turkey butts are, Tracy?
Nope.
Tracy. Wait. Turkey butt. You got to have, look, I don't, if I'm going to cook you some greens or some string beans, I got some meat in my stuff. So I got some turkey butts, and it got the fat on it, because every butt got a little fat on it, including mine. So that's what I did. I put that turkey butt on top of those asparagus, because I like the season, you know?
Oh, and the reason why I did trout. So it gives flavor.
The flavor, that's the flavor. And the reason why I did trout, because one of the little boys at the gym, he was been going through something. And I told him, honey, if life, my boo PJ, he was going through something. So I told him, I said, if life gives you lemons, go ahead and make some lemonade. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to make me some rainbow trout with that lemon. So, you know, life is for living and food is for giving. And for all my PJs out there that might be going through some bad days, remember, your attitude determines your longitude. And remember, if you're feeling a little sour, pucker up and give yourself a shout and go on to McDonald's rainbow trout. She got to go because she going to turn some lemon into some lemonade, make me some lemon meringue because I got to get out of here. But I'll see y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna. See you later.
Jeez. Wow.
Okay.
I'm fired up
you are
today.
Listening yes. to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And just want to remind people also that Sunday, this is a fun day on Sunday. It is the Chocolate Lovers Fantasy. All proceeds go to the caregivers, and it is going to be held at the Radisson this Sunday from 12 to 3. And the Red Arrow Diner is going to be there. My husband and I are going to run our table this weekend on Chocolate Lovers Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That's
so what are you going to have there?
We are having our Blondie brownies. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They're like Blondie bars. And we are doing chocolate funny bones. Like our Twinkies, our homemade Dino Funkies.
Funny Bones, I'm telling you.
Right?
Yes.
Remember those as a kid?
I don't know that term.
Yeah,
they do, but it's they seemed like they were better back in the day. I don't know what it was, but, you know, I was obviously, I love them. But,
remember, were they called Susie Q's?
Susie Q's, yeah.
Remember those?
The one thing I didn't like when I was a kid was Devil Dogs. Everybody loved Devil Dogs. I thought they were just too dry. But
yeah,
I was
dry.
That's why I was a funny bone guy, I'm telling you. It was.
So what's a funny bone?
I've never heard that before.
Maybe it's a New England term. Oh. And I didn't grow up here, so.
It's like a hostess thing.
Yeah, so you know, like a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of it being vanilla, it's chocolate cake, like devil's food cake, pumped with peanut butter, dipped in chocolate.
Yum.
Yeah, peanut butter filling.
It's really good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that's not you, because you have the Dino Finger, which is like the Twinkie.
Correct.
So what do you call do you call them funny bones? What do you call this other version?
You know, we don't usually have those at the diner.
Okay,
I mean,
so
it's
a specialty thing.
It is a specialty
thing. I see. Okay.
It is. And because cool. It's the chocolate lover's fantasy, so we're just, you know, putting a little twist on it.
So that's at the Radisson.
And it's at the Radisson Sunday, 12 to 3. And I have tickets here, too.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yes. We took our students. We have a whole chocolate class, and we do chocolate pieces. I got some pictures for you. I'll show you. But we took our students down to the Dancing Lion. Have you ever been down there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We had them on.
He's on the show.
He's awesome. He's
crazy
amazing.
Good.
Insanely just smart chocolatier.
Yes.
And, like, my students loved it. He had a small little class there, giving us little bits of chocolate. Like, he used is like the high end, like, yes. It's like 90-something%.
Did you ever have
cocoa.
The sipping chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He had some of that with us, and it's pretty cool because you go back there, and he's very strict about, like, you know, not coming in and having, you know, like dirt in the floor and stuff. Obviously, you could stay sanitary. It makes you take your shoes off before you go in the kitchen.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Because it's one of those things that it's, you know, it'll taint the chocolate. Like, he doesn't want to have all that come in, you know, to the store. You know, obviously when you go into the store, obviously in the front, but once you pass that counter, they're like, all right, take them off, make sure your hat's on. And he loved it. And he was, wow. I talked to him. He's all, you guys can come back anytime. Cause I students come in all chef jackets and hats and,
yep.
And it was very perfect, but it was fantastic. I sat in on it and I was just amazed at the amount of the knowledge about chocolate.
That is so cool.
I could listen to him talk all day about
very,
it.
Very
so
smart.
He's so knowledgeable, but it's very interesting as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, like some of this one, that chocolate that he gets is, you know, like I said, right from, you know, from you know, down south, and it just, it's crazy. It's crazy. And seeing, you know, amount, I didn't know that was all that bad. I was like, well, I can't even go to this chocolate anymore.
And there's so much involved with getting it. You know, through customs and all.
Oh,
that
he goes
too.
Down. He's got a guy. He's only got a guy down there. You know, and he goes down there and he, you know, he, you know, brings it back and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. So,
and the things he creates with the chocolate. Oh, I mean, it's like art. I mean, it is art.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I love it because he doesn't do the same things. Like he keeps a note on his chocolates. And I got, my wife a box just for her birthday in April and a gift certificate for, you know, classes.
Isn't
or whatever
her name April?
Yes. Yeah. April. And she's born. Yeah, absolutely. So, and,
I'm like, wait a minute.
And so, that's just a little box of chocolates and it was just, like it's like opening a present. It's like, what are you gonna get?
Yeah,
you know, and you try to, you know, read the inside, and it's all,
and you want to savor, like, everyone.
Yeah, like
for
lavender
the
and all this other stuff, and it was this crazy. So yeah, that's a good time. We're gonna try to go back there every year. So.
Now I imagine that Dancing Land will probably be there.
I'm sure that they will. I have not heard, but I can't imagine that they wouldn't be. I mean, it's chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate, you know.
You know, absolutely. But it's always a fun time. We've done it a few times, and it's fun. Just go around eating chocolate.
It's not bad.
I think I'll have to go.
Or like the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Gusta, slow down, you know. So, I got the chocolate, you know. And so we do that. So we take a cruise with the students every year, and they have a midnight chocolate buffet. And usually they know that we're hospitality students when they go on there. And it's a rough job. Someone's got to chaperone the cruise. Okay.
I think you might need a helper next time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it's a midnight chocolate buffet, and they're just set up with chocolate pieces and all this sort of stuff, and it's really crazy. So they let us, like, go through first, and that's exactly what I'm all, like, floating down the thing. I'm like, chocolate, you know. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
chocolate.
I have that same reaction to chocolate. Unfortunately,
absolutely. So, but yeah, no. So this will be fun to go to, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
All
should be a good time. So this Sunday at the Radisson from 12 to 3. And today's food holiday, it's not really anything. It's National Rocky Road Day.
That's so funny.
Why?
Because it's not funny. It's just that's like one of my childhood memories of my dad's favorite ice cream, and like just how much he loved Rocky Road. So it's one of the things I think about my dad, who just passed away in March. Like, when I think of Rocky Road, I think of my dad, just because it was such a big, and I used to love it. Love, love, love Rocky Road. But I don't ever get it anymore because I don't like nuts in my ice cream. Don't make fun of me.
It's with nuts, right?
Yeah,
what is it?
Is.
Nuts and what?
And like marshmallows.
Yeah, marshmallow
and
I think there's chocolate.
Pieces of chocolate, yeah. I think, with chocolate ice cream. And it really is, it was really good. But I just, as I've gotten older, I don't like nuts in my ice cream.
In the UK, it's wine week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, but not here. So we have wine day, different days.
Absolutely.
So you can never have too many wine days.
Wine week, yes.
Yeah, every week should be wine week.
So we're starting that beer brewing and fermentation program. And that's one of the things is making wine, cider, and meadery. So I've been talking to Hermit Woods up in Meredith and trying to tie in with them because I'm trying to find, just talk to different people. And so there's a wine thing that we're going to be doing coming up here pretty soon.
I didn't know that. You mentioned the beer part, the brewing part.
Oh, yeah, wine, cider, and mead, too. And these guys, some of these I talked to the winemaker from there. He's so knowledgeable, he knows everything about it, so I know we're gonna have with Michael on here pretty soon. I wonder if he knows them.
I'm sure he does.
I'm curious who his guest is today too.
It is Sam from Swift Current.
It's like wine and chocolate. That's what it goes good together right there. A wine and chocolate fest and beer,
I know beer is so popular now. Oh. I mean, every place has all these, different craft, you see craft beer all over the place now. It's really
absolutely
cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I've been doing it for like making beer from like home, that's like kind of like, I take a cooler and convert it into this. And, but I started getting into it years ago and it's become such like the, like I said, you start talking about wines and different varietals of wines and you got California and you got, wines from France, craft beer, industry has become more like that, as you get more and more. And it's like a small little community too.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You talk to Michael and it's like, oh yeah, I know this person, so it's pretty cool. So,
well, how's that for timing?
Saved by the bell.
Perfect.
All right, listeners, you're listening to The Pulse, Food for Thoughts with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick's in the house, and we're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.